Census 1234 invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Jane Allsop.
Good morning, everybody. It's me, Tony Martin, interrupting his relentless schedule of breakfasts. It's Ed Cavalli.
Hi, morning, Tony. Morning.
And a big round for a fairly pregnant-looking Jane Allsop.
Hello.
What's going on? Are you going to drop something during the program?
Well, hopefully not during the program.
Yes. I'd be good for, you know, our ratings if you could.
Well, you know. Oh.
There you go. Run a tape.
Yeah.
There's the promo.
There it is.
Jane, look, obviously a lot of people listening would know you from Blue Heelers.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on the internet looking up your bio.
Oh. Lucky it was the bio. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've been to one of the unofficial Jane Allsop fan sites.
Yes.
They're great, aren't they?
Yeah, very interesting.
It sort of has the form of a bio that somebody professional might have written.
Yes.
But then odd sort of details. Listen to this, Ed. Jane began drama classes at age 9. That's correct?
Yeah, that is actually correct.
At 13, starred in the Wedgwood Pie commercial in which she earned $500. They've got apparently your pay slip. There's probably a shot of that somewhere.
That's disturbing. I think that might actually be accurate.
But then, listen to this. In this commercial, she was dressed in a bright green bikini.
Here we go.
Now, you wouldn't put that in your bio, would you?
No, it's not really my biggest claim to fame.
You're going for a role and you're going, I don't know about... Oh, hang on. Ooh. She was once wearing a bright green bikini.
That'll work.
That's going to tip the scales.
I did actually find someone informed me that on the net there was a petition for... me doing a Hustler spread and showing my boobs.
Oh, really? Hustler.
The disturbing thing about it was that only one person had signed.
Larry Flint. He'd be on for it.
I don't know whether to be insulted or complimented with that.
Now, look, we were actually... Now, Ed Cavalli has got a lot of very mysterious acting credits, do you know?
Yeah. What dodgy is the word? Not mysterious.
What's that film?
No. No,
I'm not allowed to ask you're in some movie that it's not going to be released.
Don't.
That's it.
But it's on the internet.
No, Tony.
But it says that you're.
What?
Stop it.
You know, everyone's got stuff on their resume that maybe they leave off from time to time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you know we were in a film together, Jane?
Oh.
We were in an Australian movie together. It was called Guru Wayne.
Oh my God, it was too. Yes.
Yes. You were one of the leads in this genuine Australian movie, shot about 5 years ago. I had one line in that. Have you ever seen it?
I have seen it, and it hasn't made the light of day,
right.
Along with many things from my career.
Is it going to be coming out? What's the deal?
I don't think so.
Because I keep running into the woman who directed that. Her name is Letitia McQuaid, and she wrote the film with a guy called Ross Daniels, who's in comedy, and everyone loves Ross.
Yes.
So as a result, they managed to get an incredible cast from comedy. There was
Bob Franklin,
Jane Turner's in there, Mark Downey, Peter Hellyer, Dave O'Neill. All these people. But
it wasn't enough to save it.
But no one's ever seen it. And I keep running into this woman on the street and I go, and this is like 5 years later and they've never had a cast and crew screening.
No.
And I've gone, can I get a copy of that? And she'll go, oh, one of my two video recorders is broken.
Yeah.
So I can't do any. And she's been giving me that for 5 years.
Well, that happens a lot, you know.
Do you remember her eating carrots a lot on set?
Oh, no. I'm sure that'll be in the EPK.
That should be in the special features when the DVD comes out, the behind the scenes. But I happen to know a disturbing story about that, that one of the, Letitia, you'll enjoy this if you're listening, one of the lighting guys actually got so annoyed with her that the carrots that were on set for her to continue munching on, he actually put down his crack.
Wow.
And rubbed in his crack.
Did she know?
No.
And then she ate them?
So for the rest of the day, she was munching away on carrots that were...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It certainly
That's
helped.
Great.
It certainly helped with the directing. But okay, so you have seen it though?
I have actually seen it.
Oh.
Yeah.
How is it?
Yeah, well, it hasn't really gone anywhere, has it?
Oh, look, I'm not blaming you. You didn't write it.
No, that's right. No, look, it has its moments, but ultimately, you know, the fantastic cast wasn't really quite enough to save it.
Well, it isn't coming out. Unlike this baby, that's got release in a, well, how many days are we away from going off?
Next week.
Next week.
Wow.
Next week.
And have you got the women's magazines clamouring for photographs?
No.
Ultrasounds?
No, I'm nobody now.
Oh, are you?
Are you planning on dressing your baby up in the same dress as yourself and taking it to the Logies?
Definitely not.
Why?
Definitely not.
Our Beck did it.
I know.
She's awesome.
And they also went with that whole kind of Easter egg thing where you tie a ribbon around its head with a little bow on the top just to symbolise it's a girl.
No plans in that department?
No, not into the Easter egg thing.
And how are you and your partner going with the massive life change that's just around the corner?
Yeah, good. My partner said to me just not long ago, which I thought was one of the most delightful, innocent questions to ask. We were sitting on the couch and watching telly at night, and he turned around to me and he said, "So, when the baby comes and we're just like sitting here, where do we put it?"
Oh, look, I'm sure there's a class you can take. Where to put your baby?
He wasn't sure if you hold it or you put it on the floor or you sort of, he just quite genuinely asked, "Where do we put it?"
We have a dog. Is it possible to put the baby out the back in a little wooden house during the rain so you can just continue watching telly?
That's right.
Is that how it works? Nikki, is that what you do? Just put it outside?
Sometimes.
That's allowed.
We've put a special space in the shed just for it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think this constitutes some kind of exclusive.
That's saying.
And you realise we've got through this whole break, no talk of minors.
Yeah.
That's going to have to be rectified. Here, get this. That'd be those new radicals. You get what you give. Here at Get This. Mm-hmm. And Jane Allsop is our co-host this morning.
Yeah.
Yay.
Have you been asked to do any of those dancing programs on TV?
There was some talk of it very early on.
Right.
Not a keen person for that.
What about this skating one? Which is it? Skating with the Stars.
I got a slight interest in this.
Really?
Well, I love it when people fall. And there's every chance, isn't there?
It's a bit more dangerous than just dancing.
What I like.
There's knives on the bottom of their feet too, so there's a chance for a fall and a cut.
Now you're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Now it's getting.
And then perhaps a slide into the wall.
Yeah.
Maybe they could start electrocuting them like on Big Brother.
Sort of like modern day gladiator kind of.
That's what we want to see. Mm. A bit more carnage.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hawkins is, I think, queuing up for that one. It says in the paper here, "Dancing with Ice." It can't really be called Dancing with Ice.
Dancing on ice?
Dancing. It's got the word dancing in there.
Dancing with ice.
I've just gone, it's the word dancing. It's skating, technically not dancing, but let's just have the word dancing in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's call it Desperate Skate Wives. That's not too gratuitous, is it?
Nope.
Were you at the Logies or do you?
No, I didn't get invited because I'm no one now.
You said that twice. This is obviously a preoccupation.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about it.
Dear, oh dear. You'll be somebody again, Jane.
We'll
help you.
Oh, yeah.
This program could be my comeback.
We'll open up the lines.
Yeah.
I don't know that you would have wanted to be at those Logies, would you?
No. I saw some moments of it. My most disturbing moment, I actually watched a film during the middle, but I saw the start and the end. My most disturbing moment was when they cut to the makeup artist who'd come from New York.
Yeah.
Who, as a bloke, was wearing makeup himself.
And could not have been more of a cliched kind of makeup person,
was
could he?
Do you
was such a cliched makeup person.
Oh, good on him. Was foul.
And he had that voice.
Why did they bring him out?
Well, exactly. My point. Ah. And why would you want anyone coming anywhere near your face with a makeup brush if you've got the sort of taste that, as a male, you want to put on makeup?
Yes.
It's sort of in that territory like ladies with beards.
That's coming up in the next hour. I forget this.
Very particular area.
Ladies with beards. But what about Joan Rivers, who was doing her makeup?
Brilliant.
She was the highlight.
I missed that bit.
It was a festival of swearing.
Fantastic.
But what's happened today, Ed, is just people writing to the papers, complaining. Listen to this. "Joan Rivers' performance at the Logies reminds me of the Dorothy Parker bon mot. You can lead a horticulture, but you can't make her think. Writes Alex Shabs of Elwood." So hang on, let's just have a look.
Shabs.
Hang on. So the suggestion is that the Logies was somehow a bastion of culture.
Yes.
That's been ruined.
Yes.
By the crassness of Joan Rivers. So the highfalutin world of saying "who made your dress?"
Yes.
And
yes.
Mentioning you've got a crap single coming out has been soiled by
comedy.
By actual entertainment.
That's right.
I think that's people's main problem. people have settled into the Logies and they're like, this will be fine. My mind will kind of get slowly chipped away for the next 6 hours. And then some entertainment happened. They just didn't know what to do with themselves.
Listen, it's all over the papers. No joke. She was not funny, writes Jennifer McOrgin of Pakenham. What a waste of money bringing out the trashy, badly behaved Joan Rivers with a gutter mouth. Why anyone laughed at her is beyond belief. I love that when they actually try and retract a laugh, a genuine, achieved, earned laugh.
I feel guilty now. You know?
See?
It's funny how they both have Schwabs and then whoever that was, both have the same sort of lordish British accent tone.
Sorry, pretty much anyone who writes to the papers sounds like this when I start reading them out for some reason. But I love that. There's just the culture of the Logies.
Has anyone written in support of Joan?
Oh,
any Joan fans there?
No,
they've got better things to do.
That's right. Those people aren't writing to the paper.
Yeah. No, people are probably writing in about Warnie. Warnie is added again. Have you seen the footage?
I have seen the footage.
You're Jane Warne. Sorry, Jane Warne. There you go. What was that about?
What was that?
Bombshell.
There you go.
That's the secret out.
Jane Warne, that could be you.
Wow.
But of course, in case people haven't heard about it, pictures in weekend editions of the News of the World in England show Shane Warne and two 25-year-old models involved in sexual positions with a blow-up toy. So he's finally got that threesome he's been dreaming about. He's gone, not enough. We need something inflatable on board as well. The alleged sexual episode was said to have occurred. I know. Have you seen the footage?
Come on.
Have you seen the footage on the news?
No, they just did that and then everyone walked out of the room and went home.
Fair enough. They just shot that. Right, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
You can take those underpants off.
Thanks, everyone.
Did you have a look at the underpants Shane Warne was
wearing? I know, and he was sort of looking down, sort of admiring himself in them, which I found very disturbing.
But what was the logo on the front? We don't have a big enough telly.
Oh, it was Playboy, wasn't it?
It looked like either the Playboy bunny or Mickey Mouse. Can the mouse come out to play, Mr. Warne?
I think it was a Euro Disney stage show that they filmed.
Listen to this.
But can he get in trouble for this? Like, he's not married anymore.
No.
Is there going to be moral outrage?
Oh, I think people are just...
I don't think there's any lower level for him to really fall to.
People expect it now. It's like his catchphrase. But listen to this. The alleged sexual episode was said to have occurred in London on Thursday during Warne's Hampshire game against Middlesex when he claimed 7 for 99.
There it is.
I don't know if that's women or runs. One of the models, New Zealand-born Coralie Eichholz, has known Warne for years but said things only started heating up after she learned he had separated from his wife Simone. He's been texting like mad, she said.
Is that right? I think he was set up, though. Because the footage I saw was like kind of fixed camera, straight down the barrel kind of thing.
It was a little, wasn't it?
Yeah, it didn't look very candid.
Yeah, but it wasn't hard to
do. It was very well shot.
It was beautifully.
The production values were superb.
Are we going that long, are we, Nicky? Oh, I see. I didn't. Shane is a stallion, says the other woman, Emma Kearney. And after his 10-wicket win, Warne said he was tired out.
Yeah.
Not returning calls. But just quickly, you mentioned the wife, Simone Warne. This is from the Brisbane Courier Mail this week.
Hey.
Simone says she's not currently dating anyone and has no plans for a romantic entanglement in the near future. I don't necessarily think you need a man in your life, Simone told the paper. I don't consider it important. So Warney has just put her off all men.
I'm not surprised.
Forever. Gee, do you think he's worried about how this article will affect his career?
There's only one thing that really worries me, and that's hair loss.
Oh, of course. Sorry. Jane, do you mind sticking around and talking about more gutter language and blue talk with us?
Absolute pleasure.
You haven't got any babies you want to drop before the end of the segment?
No.
We're trying to time it to be on air.
Yeah, no.
We're competing with miners exclusives.
Yeah, could be something.
There'll be something coming up on Get This. Saving Me from Nickelback failed to induce Jane Allsop's baby. We gave it a red hot go. Attempt to get an exclusive here at Get This on Triple M. Jane, what were you just watching on the telly up there?
Kerri-Ann has taken on a whole new look. There was a little bit of some G-string parading on Kerri-Ann.
From Kerri-Ann herself?
Not Kerri-Ann.
Okay.
Some nice extreme close-ups of buttock cheeks were going on, which is...
Ratings is firing up.
Yeah.
Okay, are they doing that over on David Rain?
Well...
You're a big fan of David Rain, Ed?
Sorry? Massive.
I can tell.
Huge.
Yeah. Hey, what about their miners? They're out of there. Any observations, Jane?
Well, look, the first thing that came to me is I just thought, look, prior to that tube sort of going through them where they could get fluids through to them.
Yes.
Were they indulging in a bit of urine therapy?
I'm not sure. Was there a suggestion of that?
Well, you know, you hear a lot of those survival stories of people having to do that.
That's right.
Yeah. And
is that what they would have to do in there? No, I don't know.
Well, you know, because I have this deep fascination with urine therapy.
Have you ever tried it?
No, I haven't tried it, but I'm so fascinated with the fact that people do it.
I had a friend of mine in Sydney who just decided one day he was going to give it a crack. So he went into a glass and drank it.
Right. Did he? Now, what I'm interested in is, do you have to get the supposed sort of mineral value from it? Do you need to drink it fresh, or can you chill it overnight and have it on the rocks?
No, has to be fresh.
Fresh.
As far as I understand, it has to be fresh, and you can't just do it once. Like, it's got to be an ongoing process.
Oh.
So once you start, you just can't stop. You can't have just one. To get that urine buzz.
Urine zero.
And it's so the bloke who you live with who tried it, because what, there was nothing in the fridge? Just a bit bored? Big brother becoming repetitive?
Second one. The second way. It was just like, well, you know, can't knock it till you tried it.
And results?
See, he said it was pretty good.
He said it was good.
Yeah.
Mm. See, it's the warmth factor that I think would really throw me off. I'd want it definitely on the rocks.
I'll ask him,
a bit of green cordial would help.
Green cordial?
A bit of cooler cordial just to wash it
down. Well, ring in. Give it a whirl and ring in.
That's not going to be our topic today, surely.
I would love to know.
I'm sure they'll be asking Todd and Brant about that in the many, many documentaries we're about to be subjected to.
Well, we were talking before, Tony, about cliche watch. And I just want to flag it with everybody now. Just be aware, be cliche watch, please, because maybe later in the week we'll have a bit of a roundup of the best ones.
Yeah, if you've seen Ray Martin promoting something called Shaft of Hope, we want to hear about it. Because they're trying to put these two pretty funny and interesting blokes.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They're trying to put them into the Stuart Diver telemovie box.
Yeah. Funny guys.
Slow motion and inspirational music.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are so many aspects to this story. And there's been a lot of focus on Todd and Brant.
Oh, yeah.
But what about what's been going on up on the surface? You know, some of the heroes of this story, I think, have been forgotten.
Carl Stefanovic?
Yeah, sure. Let me explain.
Well, even as rescuers finally broke through rock, one expert described as harder than Charlie Sheen at cheerleader practice, some were still suggesting that a shorter route to Todd and Brant was being ignored.
Mate, they're going a long way around. You know, you want to come in from the top. That's faster.
Yes.
I'll be out of there quicker.
But are you taking the advice of geologists, of rescuers?
How many? No, journalists. Look, these guys have worked it out. Have you seen the map in the paper?
Right.
I mean, they should come in from the top.
Right, so this is...
Yeah, I mean...
The newspaper has come up with this.
Yeah, look, if we get these guys out of here, I mean, that's good for the families and it's good for the rest of us.
Who are you?
Look, mate, I don't want to say what newspaper I work.
Newspaper? You're a journalist.
Look, mate, don't you want to go home?
Right, but...
Haven't you had enough of this place? You're f***ing Beaconsfield. Where the f*** are we?
Yeah.
It's been going on for two f***ing weeks now. Let's just bottle the egg.
Right.
Get these f***ing guys out of there.
Yeah.
I want to get back to my office.
But don't you think we should be thinking about Todd and Brant and the families?
Mate, them. What about Naomi? She's only got six outfits. She's starting to repeat.
The plight of Naomi Robson, forced to soldier on night after night with only rudimentary production, makeup and green room facilities, was one that captured the nation. But Naomi's ordeal was not an isolated case. Hundreds of reporters and so few morsels of Todd and Brant colour to go around.
We're told that this morning they had yoghurt for breakfast.
Thanks, Jeremy.
With the 48-hour deadline extended time and time again and coffee-making facilities already stretched to the limit and even then it's, quote, not as good as you'd get on the mainland, some were starting to wonder whether they could go the distance.
Like yesterday, I saw Charles Woolley take a dump behind that tree over there. I mean... Where's the dignity in that?
Some at the site were driven to desperate extremes to protect what little they had.
Oh, Jesus.
What have you done to him?
I think you've broken...
I've been standing on this corner for 2 days. This is my motherf***ing stoop. capiche?
And as tensions ran high, one man remained focused on the job at hand.
Bill Shorten, you've been here every day.
Yes, I have.
In the same bomber jacket.
That's right.
What's the latest?
I'm not interested in speculation about the leadership of the Labor Party.
I was going to ask about Todd and Brandt.
Yes, absolutely. We're doing everything we can.
Do you think it'll be much longer?
Oh, look, Kim Beazley's doing an excellent job. He'll be there for a long time yet.
I meant the rescue.
The miners?
Yes.
We're all thinking about them.
Sure.
That's the miners, not the leadership of the Labor Party.
And so, as the families of Todd and Brandt and the people of Beaconsfield celebrate their miraculous escape, spare a thought for those forgotten heroes who stood alongside them, photographing them, recording them, and giving of themselves.
That's one of the stories I'll have for you tomorrow night, when, and I know I'm sounding a bit like a broken record, but when we dearly hope we'll be able to bring you some good news from the Beaconsfield mine. And until then, I hope you all enjoy your evening. Please take care and good night.
Get this.
I don't want to sound like a whinger, but, you know, it's just getting ridiculous. I want something done.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
Thank you very much, Robert Palmer. Johnny and Mary here at Get This on Triple M. Jane Allsop is still sticking around.
Yeah, haven't had the baby just yet.
Haven't frightened her away yet. Hey, a big round of applause for Maddie in production for getting that sketch together.
Maddie in production.
We were actually extending the urine talk to give him enough time to mix down that sketch.
He's just so wonderful.
And I had to, how embarrassing is this? I had to come in this morning and change the tense on that sketch because they'd rescued them.
Yeah, and in the song you were going, could you hear the tense bending? And I was going, Tony, you are the only person in the world that knows the phrase tense bending and to look for it.
All the haves had to become hads.
Yeah, yeah.
I was sitting there going, couldn't they have left them down there for another 10 hours just till the show got to air?
Very selfish.
And also, people have been calling in wanting various skits that they've heard on the show to be on the podcast.
That's happened.
People want Tom and Fall in the District Swiftest Indian to be on the podcast, but it has music. So we can't put it up
there.
We're
going to have to solve that, Tone.
Oh, look,
we need an orchestra.
You need to learn to play an instrument. That's the answer.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, all right.
Let's hit that sound effect, Mr. Marsland. Richard Marsland panelling the show, hasn't been any pranks as yet.
Needs a nickname.
Now, can I just ask, Jane, you mentioned that, you know, how your career's going. You don't seem to be very, very happy with it. Does this mean you're available for work?
I am totally available. Anyone out there?
Hey, you could play Brandt in the telly movie.
Brandt?
Oh,
he's the mysterious
one. What a role.
One.
What a role that would be.
He's called Brandt.
That's good.
Do we know what that name means yet?
It's a cross between Grant and Brent.
So you can just do that now, can you?
That's what Tony said two days ago.
That's exactly what I'm calling the baby, if it's a boy.
Right.
Brandt.
Brandt or maybe Grillip or Brodney. You can just combine any two names now, can you?
Hey, Jane, how about Craigette if it's a girl?
Well, that's always been one of my personal
favorites. Yeah, I thought so.
Because that is an actual name.
It is.
Someone.
No.
Ed knows a Craigette.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What sort of series are you looking for? Are you looking for a detective sort of hard-hitting?
Good.
What about, have you seen Rebus on the ABC?
No, I haven't.
There's one. I'm not sure what it's about, or I think he might be Scottish. Is he Scottish, Richard? Do you know Rebus? Mm. But it's one of those shows where the detective gets to say this word, murder.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a murder.
There's been a what?
Someone's been murdered.
Sorry, murdered, what?
You want to do a show where you get to say murder.
Yes, murder. Has been a matter.
It's always good fun. Hey, what are we doing here?
I think we're going to ask, who do you not want to be trapped down a mine with?
Who would you least like to be trapped down a mine
with? Yeah.
Any thoughts, Jane?
Look, it's a difficult one for me between Paris Hilton and Mariah Carey.
God.
I'd like to see both of them trapped down a mine, I just wouldn't want to be there with them.
Yeah, Paris Hilton, you wouldn't get the phone off her. She'd be on the phone constantly.
Imagine, painful, with her little dog yapping. And
she'd be filming things in there with that green hue.
She'd probably have her pants off in 2 seconds.
Yeah. There you go.
How are you, Tone?
I'm thinking Charlie Sheen. I just think he's someone you don't want to be stuck down a mine with. Oh. He's got, look at this in the New Weekly. They've got some really disturbing photographs. There's Charlie Sheen and Matthew Perry grinning like fools because they've got three scantily clad Victoria's Secret models on the boil in the back of a limo.
Yeah, that's a van, Tone. That's not a limo. I think you'll find. They had to get a bigger car. They couldn't fit all the ladies in.
And then in the very next photo, there's Charlie with the same slightly evil leer on his face and a bunch of children because he's at the launch of his clothing label, Sheen Kids.
Sheen
Kids. K-I-D-Z.
No.
He's got his own children's fashion label in between prostitutes and pornography.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Jane,
well, you've got this new baby of yours is going to be clad in Charlie Sheen's Kids.
From head to toe. I'll be there. Awesome. You know, what do you call it?
Spokesmodel?
Spokesmodel. Whatever. Ideal for wearing as you take your kids into court. How's that? Hey, and also the work we do love in the New Weekly is all of the insiders that they seem to be able to
get. They've got an army of insiders.
Yeah. Sources,
contacts,
pals,
friends.
Yep.
Always. Now, what about Brangelina? They're in some compound, are they not?
Oh, really?
I can tell you're interested here. But this is what we seem to know.
Yeah. Right.
That they've gone to the, you know, Namibia.
Oh, yeah.
They've gone as far away from the press as they can get.
Oh, yeah.
They're locked in a compound. It's just them, it's five bodyguards, and it's the president of Namibia. He's in there, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
And still the insiders are on the leak. Still the insiders are somehow getting their bulletins out to the New Weekly.
Wow.
Angelina has had it up to here with Jennifer Aniston's whining, moaning, and playing victim in the press, says a Namibia insider.
A Namibia insider.
How's that getting out? Global How's that network. Information getting out there? Wow. All right, that's somebody. Maybe you'd like to be trapped down a mine with K-Fed, Ed. I know you're a fan of K-Fed.
I wouldn't mind, actually. Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Yeah. I don't know. I just think, why not? He's got a lot to talk about himself.
He'll be busting a few rhymes.
Yeah. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd just like to see what he's actually like. You know, I mean, he's kind of lauded in the press as the worst person ever.
It's fascinating. What about Lindsay Lohan? Mm. Would you like to be trapped in a 1-meter by 2-meter steel cage with her?
Let's say that things went from bad to worse, right?
Yeah.
And you had to, like, eat the other person to stay alive.
Yeah.
Not a lot of meat on Lindsay, you know?
No.
Couldn't keep you going for very long.
And there'd be some of those silicon pouches. They're not very
chewy. Chewy. Nasty.
They're nasty.
Well, the phones are running hot.
Are they?
Yeah.
So we should get straight to it.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Because Lindsay Lohan, I just got one more tip.
Go on.
I know you'll love this. She's looking into Kabbalah.
Oh.
All of us need something. You just have to grab onto whatever gets you through. That's a quote from Lindsay Lohan. She's just shopping for a religion. What is Kabbalah? That's just one of these sort of lightweight, calorie-free religions for celebrities who don't have time for the grueling schedule of an actual religion.
They don't want to do all the church and all that sort of repent and all that business.
It's
they just
convenient.
Want to wear you wear a little a bracelet,
really?
And that's Kabbalah.
There forget the grudgery of all that
I'm going to invent Christian a church. Life. Where the place of worship is a red carpet.
Wow.
How about that?
Ah.
Then they'll sign up.
That'd be popular.
Yeah.
And instead of a Pope Mobile, you could get around in a Black Thunder distributing giveaways. All right, we have people calling up. Who don't you want to be trapped down a mine with? Give us a call at Talkback Mountain 133353. Was that a bit alive?
The river, Tone.
I thought it was. We're attempting to climb Talkback Mountain. Eric, this the delightful Jane Allsop is just about to drop a kitty, but she's found time to pop in here and, talk rubbish with us because that's what we do.
Yep.
Let's involve the listeners. Who have we got? We're trying to find out who you would least like to be trapped down a mine with for a couple of weeks.
Paul? Is it Paul? You there, mate? Luke. Sorry, Luke. You there?
Yep.
Hey, Luke. How you going?
Not too bad.
So who would you least like to be stuck down a mine with, mate?
How about a couple of those guys off the Biggest Losers before they lost their 60 kilos?
But obviously, as the weeks went by, it would become more and more roomy in the cage.
Yeah.
A lot of tears, though.
I hope they don't fart too much.
That might have been an interesting approach for the Biggest Loser as to how to get them to lose all the weight. Just lock them in a cage.
Yeah.
A kilometre underground for a while.
Just send them down there and just wait and talk to Bill Shorten for 2 weeks and see how much weight they've lost. Okay.
But Luke, what I was saying before about Lindsay Lohan, this is the reverse, you know. Let's say you had needed to eat one of those dudes to stay alive.
Ooh, very fatty, gristly.
That's true.
Okay. Someone is writing this down as a potential. The deepest loser.
Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, mate. We can hear you. Who would you least like?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, Jeffrey Dahmer. Nice. Although, if you put him with the Biggest Loser contestants, it'd be a win-win.
No, yeah. Now, wait, do you mean Jeffrey Dahmer, serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah, sorry, I'm outside at the moment.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Don't apologise.
Yeah, he'd probably, he'd make me a bit nervous if I was down there with him.
Yeah, he probably would.
He can probably make you a bit dead if you
He'd have plenty to talk about. He'd have some funny stories, though.
Well, if he was there with all the contestants from The Biggest Loser, I'm sure he'd have his work cut out for him.
There you go. He could get a bit of Helter Skelter on the iPod, let the games begin. What are you doing outside, Paul?
I'm taking the son to childcare.
Okay.
Is he wearing Sheen's kids gear?
Nah. I'm on Collins Street at the moment, so it's pretty noisy. You got all the trams going past.
This is in Melbourne?
Yeah.
Right, what sort of highfalutin childcare are we talking about?
Kids on Collins.
Okay.
One of the best.
So they get to sit in little high-backed leather chairs and smoke cigars reading the Financial Review?
Yes, that's exactly right. It's at the wrong end of Collins Street.
Okay.
It's at the arse end, the Telstra Dome end.
The arse end. Live from the arse end of Collins Street.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Where are we going now, Ed?
Paul 2.
Oh, another Paul.
Hey, Paul.
How you going, guys?
Good, man.
Where are you calling us from, Paul?
I'm calling you from Mitcham, actually.
No.
Where's that?
Also in Victoria?
Out past Doncaster.
And who would you least like to be trapped down a mine with?
I'm going to have to say Shane Warne at the moment.
Shane Warne?
Why?
Yeah, he can't keep it in his pants for 5 minutes, let alone a few weeks.
At least you get to find out what that logo is on his underpants.
Did you see the footage?
I did, actually. What did it look like to you?
It looks like a bit of a Playboy bunny, but I'm not sure. He's got a bit of a fat ass.
He has. I wonder if Shane Warne is worried about being trapped down a mine.
There's only one thing that really worries me, and that's hair loss.
Ah, of course. Of course.
Classic.
Thank you very much, sir. Who have we got next?
I think that might be it. Lee, are you there? Lee? Lee, you there?
Yep.
Hi, Lee. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Who would you least like to be, you know.
Trapped down a mine with?
From the guy's point of view, definitely Molly Meldrum.
No. Ooh, I noticed somebody attempted to beat you on the word Molly.
Are you a cyborg?
Oh, look, but you'd obviously, in 2 weeks, he'd get a question out over that time. It'd take the full fortnight. But you would be eventually asked something successfully.
But he'd be good, though, because he knows a lot about music. That'd be good. Like, that'd keep us...
Yeah.
You'd get to see under the hat at long last.
When he went to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think if he asked a question, there'd only be one survivor.
Hang on. He'd be taking your iPod. Do yourself a favour.
Yeah, wait a second. I don't think Lee's a fan. I think I've just gotten gone. Cheers, Lee.
Thank you, Lee. Is that it? What happened to that? Who was the person we were speaking to?
I really wanted to talk to the person who didn't want to be stuck down there with Naomi Robson and John Michael Housen.
Oh, what a sandwich that would be.
That's fantastic.
And you'd be, Michael Housen would be obviously doing impressions of himself. He does it very poor. I think Mick Malloy does a better John Michael than John Michael does himself these days.
Mick's always getting booked, you know.
Okay. Look, we had so many callers there that we seemed to lose. There was a couple of blokes from Brisbane I wanted to talk to.
Yes.
So call us back if you'd like to. Jane, do you want to stick around for till the end of the show?
Yeah, I think I can hold out.
We're going to have a very moving ending where you're going to be taken out of the studio with Wind Beneath Your Wings playing in slow motion.
Yep, my water's breaking.
A moment of triumph coming up on Get This.
Get This.
Virtually a rubbish tip, the result of years and years of collecting other people's waste.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
Do you see what I see? That's Hunters and Collectors here at Get This on Triple M. Jane Allsop has sat in for the whole hour. Yep. What a delight it's been.
Yeah.
Sat our first pregnant co-host, do you think, Ed?
As far as we know.
Yeah.
Miss Bob Franklin was pregnant.
Oh.
And Jane Kennedy.
Oh, sorry, she was extremely pregnant.
Mm.
Yeah. She's got a couple on the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nikki, our
That's right.
our producer, has a child. But Ed and myself
not pregnant at this stage?
Shooting blanks, both of us.
Okay, well, you know, let's wait. Let's wait till we confirm.
It's
got
a few things on the boil. I don't want to jeopardise any of them for
it,
you.
Stop it, Tony. I don't have anything on the boil, as it were.
It's not what I've been reading.
Right, that's it.
Jane, what have you got to plug? You're in a couple of short films.
We're in a couple of short films, yeah.
They'll be on at the one in Melbourne, the St Kilda Short Film Festival, and they'll go round the tour of film festivals.
Tour of the world. They're touring the world. There's one of them's on opening night at St Kilda Festival and another one other time during St Kilda Film Festival.
And it's handy because if people don't like them, they're over quicker.
They're over quick, you know. Then you're not going to be tortured by them.
Yeah. You're in that one with Glenn Robbins, aren't you, called The Deal?
The Deal,
that sounds like a good one.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
What's Glenn like to work with in a dramatic setting?
Well, very good. Yeah. We had a good laugh. Yeah, no, he was great.
I reckon he's going to be in a lot more movies once that Boytown
comes
out.
He's awesome.
I've seen a bit of Boytown, actually. Yeah. I did the looping group for...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Looping group is when you get a lot of people into a room to do all the stuff in the background.
Yeah.
Just and party scenes and things like that.
Exactly. So I've actually seen snippets of it and it's absolutely hilarious.
Did you do what I've always done when I'm involved in a loop group, just put really libelous sort of statements in the party?
Of course
just
you
going,
do.
Just gerbil up the arse, really. And still manages to host that kind of current affairs show. How does he do that? And you just, and when you get the DVD on your surround sound, it just pops out at you.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah. If you know what you're looking for, you can hear it. Yeah.
What did you say in Boytown?
Oh, God, there were so many.
Rhubarb. A lot of actors actually still will say rhubarb.
No, didn't do any rhubarb, but it was, I mean, a lot of it's girls screaming with desperate excitement about the Boytown band. So there was, you know, but the stuff that they shot with them being a music band in the 80s,
that
the
was
new
fun.
Kids on the Block kind of style thing is just hilarious.
Well, if you go along to see Boytown when it comes out in, I think, September, October around there, listen out in the right speaker for Jane Allsop in the Loop Group.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to get some good sounds of screaming women, just be out the front of the station when Ed Cavalier leaves the building every day.
Back, girls, back, please.
Give me back my sandwich.
Yeah. Trying to live my life.
No films coming out but a child, so good luck with that.
Yes.
Hope it's well received.
Oh, I hope so too.
Hope it gets 5 stars.
Hope we find somewhere to put it.
Come back and... bring it back in on the show, Beck and Leighton style, if you want, Jane.
In a small police outfit or something. Cheesy.
All the best of luck to you. And I think our key phrase today was urine therapy. And we'll be back tomorrow with Tom Gleisner.
Yes.
And it's all thanks to our friends at Census 1234.